All those days chasing down a daydream. All those years living in a blur. All that time never truly seeing things the way they were. Now she's here, shining in the starlight. Now she's here, suddenly I know. If she's here, it's crystal clear, I'm where I'm meant to go. And at last I see the light, and it's like the fog has lifted. And at last I see the light, and it's like the sky is new. And it's warm and real and bright, and the world has somehow shifted. All at once, everything is different. Now that I see you. Ah, salam and good evening to you, worthy friend. Please, please, come closer. And too close, a little too close. There. Welcome to Agrabah, city of mystery, of enchantment, and the finest merchandise on the side of the River Jordan. On sale today, come on down. Ha ha, look at this, yes. Combination hookah and coffee maker. Also makes julienne fries. Will not break. Will not. It broke. Ooh, look at this. I have never seen one of these intact before. This is the famous Dead Sea Tupperware. Listen. Ah, still good. Wait, don't go! I can see you're only interested in the exceptionally rare. I think then you would be most rewarded to consider this. Do not be fooled by its commonplace appearance. Like so many things, it is not what is outside, but what is inside that counts. This is no ordinary lamp. It once changed the course of a young man's life. A young man who, like this lamp, was more than what he seemed. A diamond in the rough. Perhaps you would like to hear the tale? It begins on a darker night, where a dark man waits with a dark purpose.
Okay, and that was Bright Disaster's audition.
Which?
I'll go first.
Okay.
All right.
Oh wait, you go first.
Wait, what? Yeah.
I was just gonna comment though. He sent. He didn't follow the instructions on our thread, and he sent his auditions as two separate files. Shame on you, Bright. So I would say I got lazy, but this probably involved more work. I didn't want to have to go through and listen to two files, so I went ahead and blended them down to one file on
that
my computer.
That is more work.
It is more work, but it means I can go through it. Both the acting and the singing in one file instead of having to go back and forth between two different files.
Mm-hmm.
So it's more work, but it's worth it because it helps me.
And then and then he sent us two emails, and I was like, okay.
Yeah, he sent the email twice.
So he sent it twice, and he sent it two different files. I was like, okay.
So he basically sent us four files because he sent us the same two files twice.
Yes, he did. So you were only to send one, but you sent four. Anyway. His song was I See the Light. We've told you that like four times already, but I'm going to tell you again. Right after your first line, when you said all those days, you paused for quite a while, like longer than you were supposed to. So I don't know if you just like forgot the line.
Yeah, I think
at that
he
point.
Did because he like kind of rushed the next phrase because I don't know if maybe he was supposed to pause and then he forgot to come back in, or if he forgot the words or what, but
so you like paused and I guess you forgot it and then you automatically remembered it, but then you went really fast with that, so just trying to remember the lyrics.
If nothing else, have them open in front of you.
Yeah, so I don't know if you were singing with the accompaniment or not. The whole thing to me sounded shaky and really breathy, and some of your notes weren't right. And I don't know if you were listening, because I don't know, was he in the right key?
I think so.
I couldn't tell. But, yeah. And then you did one of Rapunzel's lines, which kind of made me happy because you did an extra line. But, yeah. But I did think, like, the major thing for me was I thought it was really shaky and breathy, and you were kind of quiet at times, a little too quiet. And then when I got to the chorus, it just wasn't out there enough for me because the song gets really, I like to say, out there. So, yeah. That's what I have. And for your monologue, I thought your accent was really interesting.
Well, he's supposed to be Arabic, so.
I know, but I just thought it was really interesting.
I love accents.
I did too, but I just thought it was interesting. Yeah. That's all I'm going to say is interesting. And then when you said, and the finest, and then you said a bunch of stuff really fast. I had no idea what you said.
I know what he said because, like, I remember that part from the movie. It was really fast. It was one of those, like,
I remember it, but I don't remember it enough to know what he, to remember what the lines were.
It's one of those, like, auctioneer, sales pitch, rush little really fast bits.
Because he was like, and the finest, and then he went, ha ha.
Yeah, see, right now I don't remember off the top of my head what he was saying, but I could tell you what he was saying if I was actually.
Yeah, because it was just weird to me because you said, and the finest normal, and then you just rushed really fast, and then you just kind of stopped and went, ha ha.
I don't know if that was, that ha ha was supposed to be in there, or if that was a ha ha, you actually got that fast.
I don't know. But, so, you said that so fast, I couldn't understand, I think I understand, like, I understood what, like, one word out of it. But other than that, I had no idea what you said. So just try to enunciate really well if you have to say it that fast. If you could have slowed it down a little, that would have been cool. But you still need to, like, try to enunciate things better because I think that was a big problem in your monologue was enunciation. And I heard a lot of puffs in your recording. So,
oh, yes.
Especially when you said complex appearance, that whole thing was like a puff. So
I'm going to shoot you.
What?
I'm going to shoot him for the puff.
Oh my god.
Of course I say that. I'm probably puffing right now too, but.
So just try to, for all of you, just keep further back from your mic. Or a lot of times if I have to, because my mic is, honestly, it's really cheap. I got it with something else.
I'm using a Rock Band mic, so those are like.
I'm using a Disney Sing It mic.
So they're the same style, but yours is Disney. That's not fair.
Yeah.
but yeah, these things are like puff central.
Yeah.
Like, it takes nothing for them to puff. I have a little like kind of ghetto looking puff screen rigged up, but it doesn't work so great when I'm talking.
But, like, mine is, this microphone is, like, so bad. It, like, sometimes it'll record you really loud, and sometimes it'll record you really soft or not loud. And, so if I, like, get as far away from, like, don't get as far away, but just, like, further enough away that it can hear you, but you won't have all those puffs. And sometimes if I really do have to be close to it, I don't put my mouth right in front of it. I put my mouth, like, I put it, like, to the side.
Yeah, to the side or above it a little bit.
Yeah, because then you can't hear all of that. And let's see, what else did I have? I just didn't think your emotions were, because he was, like, really energetic, really excited and all that stuff. I could tell you were trying to, like, do the emotion and stuff with the energy and stuff, but I just didn't think it was enough. But that's what I have. I just didn't think it was enough.
Okay.
Yeah.
My turn. There was a kind of an, I'm going to start with your acting. There was like an odd echoiness to it. Like, not like you'd put reverb on it, but like you were in some sort of echoey room, which that's kind of okay. I can understand that because I know you're in college right now and it's kind of hard to find a place to record. So you just work with what you've got. More puffs. Good grief. I was like, ah, I'm going to start pulling my hair out if you people keep puffing. No, I'm not, because I kind of like my hair, but I like it where it is, on my head. Your acting was pretty good, especially that super fast sales pitch bit in the beginning. I have that all, slammed together in one sentence, in one word, because I was going to try to say it really fast, but I don't think I said it as fast as I wanted to. Anyway, yeah. You're no Robin Williams, but then again, no one is but Robin Williams. No. No one but Robin Williams can be Robin Williams. But I thought you had pretty good emotion. Okay, when your voice, kind of goes down at the end of a phrase, you have, this little sinister tone to your voice almost. Like, especially towards the end, when you were talking about the dark man with the dark purpose. And I know that was meant to sound sinister, but for some reason, I want to hear you as a villain because of that. Like, I can kind of picture you, actually, as Jafar when he goes, completely crazy.
Really? Sorry, I'm not trying to interrupt, but I didn't think it was, sinister enough.
Well, yeah. But, I mean, this guy's not really supposed to be sinister.
Yeah, I don't know. I just thought the emotion didn't change enough.
Yeah. Well, I think if he was, actively trying to be sinister, he could do it better. But I think he was trying to keep this guy as, friendly as possible, because he's supposed to be a vendor, you know? He's supposed to be friendly and get people to buy his stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. As far as your singing, Chasing Down a Daydream, I think, was the first phrase that you kind of, you paused and, you'd forgotten the words and then you stumbled over it. Some of the lower notes, at the bottom of Daydream and the last scoop on C, U, at the very end, sounded, a little bit too low for you. I don't know why. I don't know if maybe that was, some sort of, register change there, and that was making the note sound weird. The phrase crystal clear, you, paused for a breath right before that and then came in really explosively.
Oh, yeah.
I wish the song would have been a little bit smoother overall. The where I'm meant to go, there was a puff there on the where. Big puff.
Puff.
I'm puffing. I know, I'm puffing on purpose to emphasize his puff. And the second, at last I see the light in the end chorus. I'm not going to let you live this down. You said I see, and you didn't say I see the light, it was I see the light. You twanged. And I can't let you live that down because you're my friend. And
you're my friend.
Yes, I have an excuse for my twang, though. Because to the best of my knowledge, Bright Disaster has always lived in the city, big city area.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas I spent most of the last 5 years up in East Texas redneck country. So so I have an excuse to have a twang. But so when I see city folk twanging,
that sounds kind of weird.
When I see city people, or I don't see them, I hear them. When I hear people I know to be city people twanging, it just amuses me greatly. So, yes. I had to pick on you for that. Let's see. Okay, this is going to sound... And wait a minute, okay. Oh, other note. The very last shifted. The world has somehow shifted. One where you went, up. It sounded kind of strained. It was kind of gravelly, and it was just a little bit off pitch. Yeah, and, okay, this note is going to be really weird, but honestly, in a lot of places, you kind of sounded like you needed to blow your nose. Not, nasal, and not, Lindsay Lohan perpetually stuffed up, either, but, it blocked, something was blocking the airflow there, and you do kind of tend to sing a little bit in your nose, so that, affected your sound.
Yeah. I thought he was, shaky and breathy the whole entire time.
Yeah.
But
you need to work on your breath support a little more and the diaphragm singing and stuff that I know you've been trying to work on lately.
Yeah.
Yes or no?
I don't think I've ever heard him sing before.
I have. I've listened to a couple of the stuff he's posted on, hit singles, and I heard his HCOE auditions earlier this year, so.
Well, I wasn't around when HCOE started, so.
I was, but I didn't get very far, because that was when I had just joined VH. Mm-hmm. And so, at first, I was using my laptop mic, the one built into my laptop. Nice. Because I didn't know it was not good for singing. And so, I recorded the song that they hated for my audition. I did Reflections from Mulan. That's one of their like, band songs.
That's, like, a hard song.
It is. But I actually usually can do it pretty well. But, like, it was funny because they said in the critiques, you know, I hate that you did this song. You sounded good, but your mic sucks. You need to get a better mic. And then I found out that my lovely Rock Band mic that had been plugged into my Wii for goodness only knows how long would actually work for this. And so I was like, yes! And I went to the living room and I stole it.
Yeah, I had this mic and I didn't know they worked. I didn't know they actually worked, so.
Yeah.
But I used to use my internal mic when I first started doing fan dubs and stuff. And now that I have this mic, it sounds heck of a lot better.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway. Yeses or noes?
I'm going to say yes.
Okay, I'll say yes.
Yay! That's six through then.
Six! I had to think. I didn't remember how much we had. So, we now have six, so we need 14 more! Holy crap. Okay.
All you people that have been promising us auditions need to send them in. Yeah, please.
Yeah, we do. I'm going to give you this really tiny lecture right now. You all need to audition so we can get people and this show will live. Because we want it to live.
Yeah.
And we need people. A lot of people. So you need to audition if you really want to.
And I've been debating back and forth whether we should... I was actually debating whether we should try to add another group of four into the first round so that in case people drop, we've got a little bit of a cushion there. But
then we would need 24.
I know, and we're having enough trouble as it is, so I'm just like, forget it. if you audition and you make it through, you better stick with the dang competition because I will come and hurt you. I will open a can of hurt on your head.
There will be some serious... I'm not a hurtful person, so I don't know what to say.
Well, okay, I'm not going to actually hurt you, but I'm going to lecture you to death, okay?
Audrey will.
I will be very stern, and I will lecture you to death.
That's why I'm the Paula. did you watch X Factor?
No, I didn't.
I didn't either. My dad watched it, though.
Yeah.
I wanted to watch it, but I didn't get to.
You're the Paula, and I'm the Randy, but if you drop, I will turn into Simon.
Simon.
I will go Simon Cowell on yourselves.
Yeah. If you guys said you were going to audition, please audition.
And please audition soon.
Yeah, because we need more than three in the next one.
Yes. We were actually kind of debating whether we should even do an episode this week, since we only had three people. You know, because we were going to shoot for at least four, but we didn't get any more. I even checked, like, right before we started recording, I went and checked the competition email, and there was nothing new in there since Bright sent his. And that was,
was a while ago.
That was almost a week ago.
Yeah. And we got Could It Be Girl and Janie Girlies, like, a day after the first episode.
Yeah.
So we haven't gotten one in an audition in forever, so... If you guys are listening or you know people that went to audition and still haven't, please audition. So we can have more than three or four people in the next episode. And we can get closer to our 14 people that
we And then need. We can actually start the competition.
Yes! And then you guys won't just have to be listening to other people. And then you could finally do all this cool Disney stuff.
Yes!
Woo! Who doesn't want to do Disney stuff every week? I don't know who, but if you don't want to do Disney stuff every week...
Don't audition for this.
I can talk to you.
Yeah.
I don't think I can even talk to you.
Yes, we disown you, officially. We don't even know you, but we disown you.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh. Speaking of about a week ago, not this week's, but last week's immunity for animation sensation, Bright and Blue Man were doing British accents.
Oh, was that the one? Was that the Four Kids one?
I believe so, yes. And, Bright was trying, and he was, struggling with it because he's apparently not as practiced with it. And Blue Man was like, you just need to practice it ridiculously often, and it will just eventually come naturally to you. And then Bright just kind of was like, this is too much work, and dropped back out of it. Our random talking outtakes are here.
I remember hearing Blue Man yes. do it.
And I am of the same opinion as Blue Man, because I have had, a decade of practice.
I've done a lot of practice, because when I stand up, I do sometimes Alice and Wendy. So I basically learned my British accent from Disney characters.
Oh, wow. I didn't. Mine is cobbled together from years of watching and hearing various British actors on, movies and TV and so forth, but the catalyst that started me on mine was Hermione Granger, I'm not gonna lie.
Harry Potter.
The whole, if you two don't mind, I'm going to bed before either of you come up with another clever idea to get us all killed, or worse, expelled. Yes.
Yeah, I never watched Harry Potter.
So that whole line from The Sorcerer's Stone is what started me on my British accent. And I've been practicing it off and on ever since. And sometimes I slip into it without knowing it, which is weird. Yeah. I mean, I like to do the British accent because it helps me counteract the aforementioned twang. So. Ooh, big word alert. Aforementioned.
Aforementioned. I don't use big words. They hurt me.
Well, I am the biggest word nerd I know, so. But yeah.
I do a twang. Sorry, I keep bringing my stuff back to fan dubbing, but that's what I do. I do a twang when I fan dub Rosetta. Do you know who Rosetta is?
I should. I'm going to kick myself for not knowing.
You have no idea, do you?
I think, but I don't remember. The name is familiar, but I can't place it.
Rosetta is Tinkerbell's country friend.
Oh.
The pink one. The pink fairy. She's a garden fairy.
I remember that now.
She's played by Kristen Chenoweth.
I love Kristen Chenoweth.
Me too. It's weird, though. Every time she's on the television, my dad pauses it just to look at her because he thinks she's so attractive. I just think, okay, Dad, good luck with that.
I love Kristen Chenoweth.
Me too. She's so short!
I know! She's so petite. She's so cute.
I know.
And she's so, amazingly talented.
I know.
Anyway, we were talking about British accents. And, I kind of said, I have to do mine now. So, I did, sort of. I did Hermione's line, but...
You did it.
I haven't actually done it on anything reasonable yet. I can't do it now! Oh, come on, what is the deal?
I'll probably, if I do it, I'll sound like a kid.
I just kicked my microphone stand. So there was probably a noise in there.
I didn't hear anything.
I have this awesome mic stand that's got a big cast iron base and everything. So it's really heavy.
Mine, just standing up in this, against a bag. Make a bag thingy. Majigger.
I have an actual mic stand. I got a mic stand before I got a microphone, so it spent a lot of time in my closet waiting for a microphone to be put in it. And now I have one. And I used to use this while I was playing Rock Band. I would sit there, and on the songs that I knew really well, I would sing and play guitar, because my little brothers never wanted to play. So I was just fine, I'll play by myself. And I did guitar and vocals. And I kicked butt a lot of the time.
Yeah, I got mine from the Disney Sing It, and I thought originally Disney Sing It was going to be actual Disney songs, not Hannah Montana stuff and
all that.
Yeah, just gonna let y'all know, if you sing a Hannah Montana song, I'll probably be cracking up.
If you sing Hannah Montana songs, we will consider it a troll audition and probably not let you through.
I really don't like Hannah Montana at all. Like, if you sing one of her songs, anyone that sings one of her songs, I'm just gonna tell you all right now, in case you ever do, you're gonna sound better than her.
Yeah.
I think she's... There are some things I could say about her, but they're not appropriate for this. Anyway. What do you want to talk about next?
I have no idea.
We had one less audition, so we have more time to blab on.
Yes. We still need to, like, work on that. Are we going to do, like, a podcast or something that's just us talking about Disney?
Oh my gosh, we need
to. We should.
We need to. We need to.
Although that may have to wait until this competition gets over with.
Why?
Just because.
So much. If we get a lot of people, because we need more people to vote people.
Yeah, I guess for now we've got time because we're waiting on people to come to us with their auditions.
If we only have 3 a week, we have plenty of time. Oh my goodness. We need more auditions, people. People audition. End of story. I mean, I've already had quite a few people tell me they would like to, but they really don't have the time.
Yeah.
But if you said you're going to audition...
Like, audition. I know Miss Voice of an Angel told us she was going to send in an audition.
She said she would definitely will.
And, like, I know she and Bright Disaster had a little bit of a snafu because they wanted to submit a song that was... They wanted to submit that duet together, and I'm like, no, you have to break it down into separate parts. No.
Yeah.
You can each send us your half of it, but you can't send it together. We will disqualify you or something.
They did that, and now they send it, like, over a week apart.
I know. Like, I don't know if maybe she's having trouble picking an acting scene, or just she's not got time to record. Or actually, I think she's been sick. Because I know, she got cut last week from Animation Sensation.
Oh, yeah,
because
she did.
Because she was sicky. Yeah. Like,
awesome.
Oh, again, I kicked my mic stand.
That was weird because that happened at the same time my I only have one of my headphones. I only have one on and the other one's kind of off and it got stuck and I pulled it at the same time that noise happened. I was like, what just happened?
Okay. Well, like, I don't know. My immune system is weird. Like, I get all sorts of allergies and I get, like, little viruses like stomach bugs and strep throat and sometimes even colds just about any time they go around, but all the like serious stuff, like, I've never gotten the chicken pox. I've only gotten the flu once. I've never had
anything
serious. So
I just had the flu for my first time like a month
ago. It is not fun.
No, it's not, especially when you're in the middle of a contest. That was bad. Animation Sensation was one of the rounds. I think it was the Four Kids one, where I did the Winx one. I was sick then. That was the immunity round, yeah. I was sick then. I was like, I love how we're just rambling on about the most random things.
I know.
And it's not even Disney-related.
I know. I still haven't done my British accent either, I don't think.
Do it!
I will, but just... Don't... I hate being put on the spot like that, though.
I do, too.
Because, I don't know. It just makes me nervous. Give me something to say, and I'll say it in a British accent.
Oh, goodness.
Just, like, come up with something completely random.
What's something very British? I don't even know.
We need a British guest judge so that they can correct us.
We already have one set, remember?
Oh, yes. Yes, we do.
Oh my god, this is so weird.
Well, we need to hurry up and get started with the competition so she can come guest judge.
We do. So people need to hurry up so they can see who it is.
Yes, send us auditions.
So, yeah, people need to hurry up so they can see who our British guest judge is. Because we have that set up, but it probably won't be for a few rounds, so you need to hurry up.
Yeah. Okay, how about we do this? I promise I will say something in my British accent. Y'all can start commenting on this in the thread what you want me to say. And I will probably say just about everything you suggest.
Put the weird.
If you send us auditions!
Yes, if we get here. How many? We have to get a certain amount of auditions, and then she'll say whatever you want in a British accent. How many?
All right, we have 6 right now. Let's say if we double that.
So if we get 6 for the next episode?
If we get 6 auditions for the next episode.
Audrey will say anything you want her to. Okay, well, maybe not anything. But,
well, as long as it's like, all right, let's keep it, I guess, PG, because, you know, this is Disney, but I hesitate to limit y'all to G-rated stuff.
Yeah, or we don't want you guys going R, because we know y'all get crazy.
Yes.
But, so, no, PG that we have, anything yes. you want that is PG-rated.
We have censorship here, okay? This is Disney. We will censor you.
I will put a bleep in if I have to.
Yes. How about... We could do that.
If I have to
put a bleep in. We could just put bleeps in random places just to make it silly.
If I have to put a bleep in, like, anywhere, I will put a bleep in, okay? Maybe I'll put one in right now and some random thing we say. I have bleeps on my computer.
Awesome.
So, you guys, anything PG rated, can put anything on the thread. If we get 6 auditions for the next episode, Audrey will say it in her British accent.
Yes, yes, I will.
So start sending in your auditions.
Yeah, start sending in your auditions if you want to hear my British accent, because it's apparently actually really good, because, okay. To bring this back to something Disney related, my freshman year when my high school choir went on our trip to Disney World, I wound up at Epcot being on the like Viking ride with this like British family, and I was talking to them and just like, I don't know, like I didn't use my British accent on them because that would have been rude.
Yeah.
But, like, just the accent they had, I don't even know where they were from anymore, but the accent they had sounded, like, really similar to the one I do. And then me and a friend of mine went around later, like, pranking people. Oh my gosh, it was hilarious. Like, we would go around talking to strangers and stuff, and, like, I would start out with my British accent, and they'd be all, "Ooh, you sound like you're from England. Where are you from? Like, where in England are you from?" And then I would drop it and put on a really deliberate thick twang and be like, "I'm from Texas." And they're like, "No way. How'd you do that?" And then I would drop all my accents and just talk normal and be like, "Years of practice, dude."
We should probably start wrapping up.
Yes.
So, are there any plugs or anything you want to mention?
Well... Plug for Rhythmatic Revolution for Blackjack, and for the original competition for Bright Disaster. If you're good at rapping, or even if you're not and you want to learn how, audition for Rhythmatic Revolution. For the original competition, if you're good at songwriting, or if you're not and you want to learn how, go over there.
Yeah, he asked me to audition, and I was like, "I can't write songs."
I know, that's exactly what I said. And then, like, I remembered I had a notebook somewhere full of, like, snippets of when I tried to write songs, and I'm just gonna, like, mix them all together in one great big nonsense song and send that in. So I probably will audition for that, just because.
I try to audition for people's shows.
Yeah.
But if I just, like... not feeling it or can't or something.
Yeah. If it's not like something I'm fairly confident at, I usually tend to avoid it. Which is why it surprised me that I auditioned for Rhythmatic Revolution, but I got tricked.
I'll try.
I got persuaded. Oh, plug for Fame Quest Horror.
Yes, I auditioned for that.
That's Dylan's show. It's
Dylan's acting show.
Copper and I have decided we're going to audition for that with some Edgar Allan Poe.
Ooh.
Like, he wants to do the Raven, and I was like, no, I want to do the Raven, because, like, I don't know, it's just got that.
But you know, it doesn't have to be, your audition doesn't have to be a horror thing.
Oh, well.
It can be anything.
I just like Edgar Allan Poe, so I'm probably going to read a story from that.
Mine's definitely not, I don't know if I can say what it is, because it's not coming out for a while, I guess, but it's definitely not anything horror. It's actually Disney.
Well, I mean, I think you're allowed to talk about what you auditioned with.
Am I allowed to say?
I think so.
Can I?
I don't know.
Can I? I don't know.
Well,
I don't see why it would matter. Yeah. I don't know. It's from Princess Diaries, there. It's a monologue for Princess Diaries.
Yeah.
That's it. And then, I definitely, even though we did in the beginning, got to plug Animation Sensation.
Well, I mean, I guess so. we can't plug it for auditions, but we can make them go listen to us.
No. Yeah, plug them. We're plugging ourselves on Animation Sensation.
Go listen to us and our fabulousness.
Our
fabulousness. Actually, yeah, plugging our duet on Hit Singles, too.
Our Disney duet.
Yes.
Which, did you post that yet?
No, I'm going to as soon as we finish with this.
Awesome. So, let's see. I'm looking at the casting things right now.
Yeah, like, what else is open? Is Vernacular still open?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Plugging Vernacular, then, for Garnet and Safi.
That is open. Once You Gleek Out is still open, right?
I believe so, yes.
I didn't audition for that.
That would be Cookies and Omi.
I'm very good with Glee. Omi. I'm not very good with Glee.
I'm not either, which is why I am kind of not excited about this week on Last Voice Singing, because this is the Glee week.
Awesome.
Which I think we're actually going to wind up, not going to wind up, we actually are doing Bad Romance.
Nice!
Which I'm just like, I love that song to begin with, because I'm a big Lady Gaga fan. At first I didn't like her, but then she kind of grew on me.
And then, let's see.
Yeah, let's see what else is opening. Okay.
Calling all VH ladies for Princess Clary, but I think every girl on VH has basically signed up.
Yeah. Can You Mix for Zayn, I think, is still open.
Is that still open?
I think
Hasn't that been so? Open for a while?
I don't know.
Is it still open? I don't know.
Blackjack's September radio play. September's almost over and he still needs one more guy. Come on.
Come on, people. Audition for us and him.
So, yeah, I think that's everything that's still open.
Yeah. So, anyway, should all go check out those shows and send in your auditions. And if we get six, then, okay.
I know we're plugging all this stuff, but send your auditions to us first, please.
Yes.
Then you can go audition for everybody else.
Yeah.
Because you want to hear my British accent. You know you do. Send us your auditions.
Yes, and then what you want her to say, and then send your audition first, and then...
And you can post it in the thread, or you can send it in your email if you're going to audition. Either way.
Yeah.
But, and especially if they're not, like, VH members. Although we would appreciate if you would join. You don't have to join just to post that on
I'll
your
be
thread.
Sending
but,
this.
Yeah.
I'll be sending this leak out on YouTube so people know about the news.
Well, yeah.
And the girls that were in it, because they're not going to know that it just came out.
My British accent is fabulous. You know you want to hear it. Please audition.
Fabulousness.
Send us auditions. I'm, like, trying to hypnotize you with my voice. Is it working? It's not working, is it?
Oh my gosh. Okay, then.
On that note, I think we'll wrap up the show.
Yeah, it's been over. It's been...
Oh my god. We're just rambling on, and now we don't even know what we're talking
about. Yeah, it's been like...
just getting messed up.
It's been an hour and 15 minutes. Hour and
15 minutes.
We're definitely going to have to do some editing on this.
Oh yeah, I'm definitely going to be editing a lot.
Could It Be Girl and Bright Disaster, welcome to the wonderful world of Disney. Janie Girly07, please re-audition if you would like to. We would most definitely appreciate it. Congratulations to those who have made it through.
Woo! 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 Yeah, so anyway, thank you all for... I said watching last time, but I know it's listening. Yes.
Thank you for listening. So, thank you for auditioning. Thank you. Those of you that haven't auditioned yet, please send them in.
Quickly!
Pronto! ASAP! Okay.
Pronto! Andale, andale! Okay, so, yeah.
Get a little Spanish in there. Woo!
Spanish.
Yay for foreign languages.
So, yeah. So, do that. Send in your auditions as quickly as possible. If you said you were going to audition, please audition! We are advertising like crazy. Yeah, just please audition. We need more people. So, thank you for listening, and we will be back with a new audition with hopefully at least 6 people.
So that you can hear my absurd British accent.
So we will be back with a new episode next week. So thank you all for listening. Bye.
Bye.